20. Today is the day of International Expose Bill Gates Day of Action. So if you are involved with social media or whatever you're involved with, make certain that people understand exactly what Bill Gates is doing and has done, and let people know what you think about him. Hopefully all of the RBN listeners understand that Bill Gates is not your friend. Anyway, thanks for tuning in today, and we have a couple of really great guests. I also want to thank Dave Gahari for last week. He subbed for me. I was involved with my energy medicine class via Zoom, which was interesting. And so anyway, it was wonderful for him to sub for me. Dave's a very good friend, and I just love him dearly. So just a dear friend. Anyway, thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. And of course, I invite you to visit and subscribe to spingola.com, spingolaspeaks.net, screeningsandyhook.net. And during the program, email your questions or comments to comments at spingola.email. Please feel free to visit our chat room, and that is, excuse me, spingola.chatango.com. My first guest today is Reverend Frederick Shaw, and he is the Director of Public Affairs for CCHR, and their website is Citizens Commission on Human Rights International, and that's CCHRINT.org. And gosh, I've been reading so much lately, this week, yesterday and today, about some of the issues involving children. And that's something that that Reverend Shaw and I are going to talk about today. Some terrible things occur with children, whether it's drugs or sex trafficking, or some of the other things. Reverend Shaw, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Diana. I appreciate you allowing me to come back on again, and you are absolutely right. This is such an important topic.
And it's really important, too, given the times that we're in. And when I had you on in April, we talked about, we've talked about electroshock, we've talked about psych drugs and other things that children are being forced to use. And a lot of the children that are being given these kinds of modalities, these so-called treatments, are children in the foster care system, which is, it's so sad. Children are unable to defend themselves. But anyway, you have been involved with this for quite some time. You've worked your entire life as an advocate for safe community centers, youth and family activities, the importance of education, the reduction of poverty and drug addiction. You've also worked with the Sheriff's Department of Los Angeles County. And you did that for 13 years. So you have quite a history of advocacy for children. But the things that have occurred just since April are just, it has changed our society tremendously. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, when you're referring to since April, are you talking about the events that led up to the social unrest and the protests that's going on, or
since April?
What has happened in America, and it's interesting you bring this up because it also segues in the with the mental health part, they, what you saw, what many Americans saw, was an act that goes on all over this country. It's hard for us to believe that there's a rogue group of people, and I would say 80% of every cop I've ever met, and I was a Los Angeles County Sheriff Deputy for 13 years. I interact with LAPD and the Sheriff's Department, even to this day, on certain levels. And 80% of every cop I've ever seen is a decent human being who would run into a building to save a person of any color, any individual trapped in a car at risk of their own life. They respond to every neighborhood. So I think, to a degree, when we lump all of anything together, we do a disservice to that industry or whatever. There are bad police, there are bad lawyers, there are bad doctors, there are bad everything in society. Plumbers that come to the house and don't do the job correctly. And so we have this as human beings, where some of us have flaws and do not operate according to the rules and regulations of the particular field that we're in. What we saw, actually 90% of every cop in America would say, was totally unacceptable and it cannot even be allowed. Even law enforcement officers are standing with the public on this particular thing. So it's unfortunate. It happens far too often in the African-American community. And, you know, so we need to be able to address it. And the medical model that a lot of this came out of, it's not just it showed up and police didn't like black people and so forth and so on. That's not what it is. There's been a medical model out of psychiatry that went back to blacks being dark because they had a physical disease, and the only way to know if they were cured is if they turned white. It goes to Samuel Cartwright, who said blacks that ran away from horrendous conditions in slavery were mentally ill, and if you backtalked or disobeyed or disagreed, it was signs of mental illness, to the fact that blacks were considered to be able to tolerate pain more than other people. Some philosophies even said the skin was thicker than other people, and we know medically that that is not true. But unfortunately, to this day, there are people in the medical industry that still subscribe to that thought. And so this just comes on down into society, eugenics, and all of these types of things, where you do the Tuskegee experiment. Because if mental health says that man is an animal and blacks are not on the level with whites, then we're lower level animals. And so people do things to animals that you cannot do to spiritual beings. And so I think that's where it comes from, and I think that's why we see the things that we're seeing today. It's a mindset. It's not training. It's a mindset.
What a disaster. What a terrible thought. What a terrible belief. I believe that that every human being is valuable, and I believe that the loving intelligence that created all of us, created every one of us, and we're all equal. Go ahead.
Any group that can mate are the same. So if you and I can have a baby, that means we're the same. I might be a different shade, but it does not mean we're not the same people. We are all of the human race, the black race, the white race, the Hispanic. We're all of the human race. And, you know, how hard would it be to identify everybody if we are all the same color? Whatever that color was, it's 8 billion people on the planet.
Right. You know,
so God is smarter than us, and I believe he knew exactly what he was doing when he gave people different colors, or even set the stage for people to come with different colors and different abilities and things like that.
Indeed. Absolutely. I agree with you. Do you feel that the Black Lives Matter is funded by By George Soros, or have you gone that direction, or are you aware of George Soros and the trouble that he created in Ferguson, Missouri?
Well, the thing is that I do know that Soros backs this and other groups, and I don't necessarily consider my own personal, I'm not speaking for CCHR or anything, but my own personal thing, I do not think he's a good guy. I think it's disguised as being a good guy, and he pushes these agendas. Black Lives Matter, let's separate the group from the actual meaning. And it just means that black lives do matter. Now, if you have a group called that and they're going out and they're doing the right thing, then, you know, I can't attack them if they're doing the right thing. Now, if we find that there's underlying causes, and I've met some of the leaders of Black Lives Matter, and there's a whole lot of us, if we got $100 million or something like that put behind us, that could actually put on a show. And I'm not trying to demean or degrade what they do. Right now, they're being taunted by the media, this great organization, and I'm not going to sit here and talk bad about them. I'm just saying that I wonder what the underlying game is in this. And so
Right.
whenever I see the media line up the way they're doing and stuff, then I wonder what trap is being laid. That's my personal thing.
Sure. I actually haven't had my TV on since March 28th, and which is a considerable length of time. And I just decided that I was spending too much time. I would have it on in the background. But it was, but then I wasn't doing what I should have been doing, studying and reading. And I'm a reader. I think that readers are leaders. And I think that I just preferred to spend my time reading and enriching my mind rather than watching TV or YouTube videos. Although I once in a while I'll watch a YouTube video if I know the source of it, who directed it, and if they ha if it's sourced. I'm not gonna certainly watch something that I ha that just gives information that I don't that I can't verify. But with all of the rioting and the burning and the looting of stores, and this is by I'm not talking about black people here. I'm talking about a lot of people are looting. What is wrong with people that they feel that they can do this? I know this has nothing whatsoever to do with what we're going to be talking about today, but I just don't understand that when given
Well,
an opportunity to do this, that they show what they're made of.
the thing is in this society right now, this all happened at a really unique time when everybody's out of work, off work,
Yes.
even if they're not out of work. A lot of people still haven't gotten their unemployment. They haven't gotten. I mean, I was looking at a article on the news the other day, and people, since this began, have not gotten paid. So a lot of things can happen when the stage is set and you light the match.
Ah.
There were, it has been, and if you heard me, I said the stage was set. And
Right.
so what happened is you had people coming in to the communities who were breaking in and setting fires, and they were not the marchers. They weren't even in the march at the same time as the marchers. They came later in the evening, and LAPD out here, they busted a gang, basically, that was doing looting and stuff. But we have video of people trying to break into the buildings and set fires and stuff, and the marchers were stopping them. The marchers were calling them out. The marchers
Wow.
were stopping them from doing these things and following people who were doing those things. And so it wasn't the marchers and the protesters. These marchers have been for the numbers. I mean, we had in Hollywood over 20,000 people show up in the streets of Hollywood, and it wasn't a fight. So it wasn't any burning. There wasn't any looting. And we have to remember the media, they get their ratings by making sure they point out all of the bad. So let's say they say this man right here was hitting, and you see blood on the man, and you say, oh, how vicious and violent. But there was maybe 15,000 people out there, and one man got hit. You see? And then they make that like it's a story instead of the piece that these young people of all colors. In fact, a lot of the marches, believe it or not, there were more white kids protesting than black kids. And then you had Asians and Hispanics out there, and these people were 98% nonviolent and not burning and not doing those things. And this is something that the children are deciding that they're going to stop. Because in Newport Beach, when they're out here in California, where there's not even a lot of black people living in that area, and it's an affluent area, the white kids were holding protest marches, and only maybe 10-15% of the marchers were black. So I think it's a time in America where the young people who see these super athletes, and a lot of them are black, and the young people are seeing the super white athletes, and they love them and buy their T-shirts, and they watch them on TV, they listen to their music, and the young people say, we're not going into this. We're not getting into this racism and hate thing. And I think that's why at the time when they're not in school and they're not working and not doing no thing, they can turn out in the numbers that they turn out in.
Wow. Well, and you mentioned the media. And of course, we know that the media is nothing but bullet point broadcasting. And people are going to, the media is going to, as you say, point out the most negative things. And they all seem to be scripted. And of course, we know that 15 billionaires own the media. And so they can pretty much broadcast whatever they want the public to believe. And of course, the internet is a good avenue for people to get news other than on the TV. But still, a lot of people do get all their information from the television, and it can be pretty bad because of who owns the media.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
You know, and.
Go ahead.
But the key to it, though, is we don't see psychiatry on the forefront denouncing racism. We see them capitalizing on the back end, now saying that black people who are watching the violence and seeing all of these things are suffering from PTSD, and therefore they need access to mental health. And they were saying the same thing about the coronavirus 19, that, hey, these people are in their homes and they have an anxiety and they need to reach out to a mental health counselor. And actually, they're trying to take advantage of what is normal behavior for the situation. And this is what I try to get people to do. If mother dies or my child dies, or there is a certain sadness that we've had since the beginning of time.
Right. We need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in there. Watching us close, they follow us.
Alrighty, I want to let that play just a little bit. It epitomizes how I feel about children, about loving and living together, and yeah, I love that song. It was given to me by a listener, and it really says what I believe. And our first guest is Reverend Frederick Shaw, and he is the Director of Public Affairs for CCHR, and that is the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International. And we're talking about some of the things that were happening, and you brought up the medical aspects of being isolated or thinking that people need to be medicalized or prescribed some drug for their behavior and for their actions. And I just had not... I know that the big pharma would like to see everybody on medicine, but I just hadn't thought that far into that kind of a treatment for the people that are involved in the riots or the other behaviors that we've seen or heard about.
Right, and really. when you look at it, how beneficial it is to psychiatry or the pharmaceuticals for us to take normal reactions in times of emotional crisis and then turn that into mental illness. So, you know, if your mother or somebody in your family died, like I was mentioning when we went to commercial, and then you get depression labeled and given medication, nobody even asked themselves, so what about this medication make you more able to deal with the stresses of life? Well, what it is a numbing and dumbing down of the individual. There's no real magical pill out there. And so you get a person to calm down because you then gave him a drug that suppresses his energy and so forth. Then how does that benefit us? And so it's this magical little sleight of hand game that they do on us to make us think they're helping us, when the truth of the matter is there's a certain amount of people taking those drugs, and children are a part of it, who will suddenly drop dead. There is amount of kids that will commit suicide, and then there are kids who will commit homicide on all of these drugs. And the question must be, what could be wrong with a child that we would give him a drug that could cause him to kill himself or die from it? What could they do wrong?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, and people need to be able to feel their feelings, to feel their emotions, and I believe that that talk therapy or just talking about the situation that you're involved with, talking about the loss of a spouse, the loss of a parent, the loss of a child, is incredibly helpful, and I think that. That taking drugs that numb your brain is certainly not going to benefit you in the long run. It's just going to probably create addictions and a lot of money for Big Pharma.
And on top of that, let's take a look and let's clear up one thing. There is no such thing as mental health in this country the way it's being administered. It is actually mental control. If it was mental health, our IQ would expand. We would think faster. We would think clearer.
But I see. The term itself is very misleading. Mental health.
Exactly.
Health. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like during the time of when Germany was killing Jewish people and others. We forget that 11 million people were actually killed. 6 million were Jews. But it was the idea that they called it racial hygiene. See, the words that they use cover up a lot of times the crimes that they're committing. So you say, oh, racial hygiene. Oh, and the idea you get is cleanliness, when actually it is cleansing out the people that you don't want in your society.
Well, we probably have different opinions about a lot of things, and I think would you agree that there are people in this? Oh, we have another break. Okay, we'll be right back, and then we'll have 20 minutes to talk about this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, and he is the Director of Public Affairs for the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International. And that website is cchrint.org. And I will post that in the chat room so that people can find it. Yes, terminology is very interesting. And it certainly gives you a different slant on things. And you mentioned mental health. Health? Well, you think, oh, vibrancy. And you're just, you're vibrant. You're healthy. You're walking, you're doing all these wonderful things, and then you associate that with mental, and people used to talk. People used to, if they had an issue, they would go and they would talk to a psychologist or something, and the insurance companies stopped paying for talk therapy because, well, it took a long time because people would usually go in and spend an hour or 50 minutes to an hour with a talk therapist, a psychologist. And with medication, you just check in to once a month or once every 2 months, and the psychiatrist says, well, how are their meds doing? And you say, oh, they're fine. And so you get another prescription, and you're off and running. And so you don't ever really address what is really bothering you. You don't address your feelings or your emotions about something. You're just numbed out. Wouldn't you agree or no?
I agree totally. And what you're looking at is how, look, I accused the top psychiatrist, this was several years ago, the top psychiatrist in Los Angeles County
of drugging children with less than 7 minutes of evaluation. And he could not deny. He could not. In fact, I did that in front of the head of the Department of Children and Family Services. And at the end of the meeting, the guy who was the head of the Department of Children and Family Services said, "How did you know that?" I said, "I didn't, but it's faster than that by how quick he answered."
Wow.
Because he said, "Well, we don't have the time." See, this is a way, if I'm a therapist, I can see you for 15 minutes, prescribe you a drug, and get my next patient in. You know, if I'm getting $300 an hour, or I get $300 when you come in, then I can make $1,200 an hour, where if I sit there and talk to you an hour, I can only get $300 an hour.
Exactly.
So this is about money. It is not about care. As a minister, I go where it says, you will know them by their fruit. What is the fruit? Veterans killing themselves at 22 a day. Homeless population that has exploded. More children on psychiatric drugs. 6.7 million children on these drugs. Where is your fruit? Where is the benefit? The insurance companies, you just mentioned that. Some of them won't even fund your treatment unless you're on medication. That didn't come from the insurance companies. That came from the lobbying of the psychiatrists and people like that.
Wow.
The insurance companies wouldn't know the difference. Somebody sold them that idea that you only insure people who are on these drugs. It is an attempt to zombieize the whole citizenry of the United States and around the world if they can get away with it.
Well, Big Pharma has more lobbyists in Congress, and of course they have a lot of money because they're making a lot of money, and so they do have a lot of lobbyists. What is it, 10 lobbyists for every one representative or senator is putting money into those pockets of those politicians, who often go to Washington with all the best intentions and come back quite well-to-do.
Well, plus, don't forget, when you have that kind of money, and I had a congressman once who said, "I agree with you, but this is what will happen. If I take this stand, they will put up the money to take me out."
Right.
And then I can't even do the other good works that I want to do. You know?
Wow.
So it's like, you have that going on. Plus, don't forget, they were able to get it to where you make more money if you have a label. People have make more money on people who are labeled, like our school district, like all of our group homes and children and family services and things. They make more money when a kid is labeled. So the schools want to label the kids if they can get away with it, because there's more money in it. Even welfare mothers get more money if they put their kids on psychiatric drugs. Then the kid is labeled a disability, so they are actually hiring poor mothers to double-cross their own children.
And, of course, the school districts get money if they can say, if a teacher says, "Oh, this child has ADHD or something like that," then the school district gets more money. It's all about money.
Let me tell you a story. Yeah, it's all about money. And let me tell you a story about my youngest grandchild. This girl went to school one day, and she just starts singing. The teacher couldn't get her to stop. The principal couldn't get her to stop. Nobody could get her to stop. I told my daughter, I said, "Tell them to have her be the assistant to the teacher." And all of that went away because now she had a responsibility because the work was too easy. I think she skipped one or two grades now. I think she's 6th in the 3rd grade. She's a brilliant child who can think and analyze in depth. And they had her in this classroom, and she was just bored. But when they started letting her help the teacher, she took it serious, and she was in there tutoring and telling kids, come on, let's focus and let's do this. She's doing that stuff.
Wow, amazing.
So this system is set up for the mediocre. If you're slow, it's to drug you. If you're fast, it's to drug you. I mean, that's the way it is. But luckily, I know these things, so I can protect my grandchild, but I might not be able to protect your grandchild. You see what I'm saying? So that's why we spend so much time trying to educate and do shows like this, so people can start thinking with this stuff, because it's just a sham.
Exactly. The number of children on psych drugs is pretty bad. Even I did in my book, as of April 2014, and the number of people taking psychiatric drugs in the United States, the numbers are incredible. ADHD, 10,291,860. Antidepressants, over 41 million. Antipsychotics, almost 7 million. Anti-anxiety, 36 million. And it just seems like, well, all the psychiatric drugs together, is almost 80 million people on psych drugs. And how many people are there in the United States? What, 300 million?
Yeah, about 300 million, yeah.
So you have nearly a third of the country on psychiatric drugs. That is unbelievable. Well, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's horrible is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that is what we're fighting against. And let me just say this. Let me give you something to think about. When our statistics say that there's 6.7 million children, you look and you take a major arena that can fit 20,000 people. That means you could fill that arena up 335 times with just children that are on psychiatric drugs. See, a 20,000 seat arena, 335 times with equal the amount of children on these drugs like that. And this is what we have to understand. Why are these drugging, and even worse, electroshocking 2-year-old kids, when everybody knows children go through the terrible tube? That's why they called it that.
Right.
And because the kid is becoming aware, he's able to exert himself in the environment, he's exploring things and touching and throwing little tantrums because he's trying to get the surrounding environment to adapt to him, which is a very helpful good thing. And we're drugging him for that. He cries a little bit more. He does this type of thing. I've told you, I think once before, about the 2-year-old girl they put on Prozac up in the Pasadena area of California, and how, you know, she would howl like an animal and pull on her hair and scratch her face and yank her ears and fight. And then in the end, a lady listening to my lecture at one of the colleges takes the child to the doctor like I suggested, and they find out she got a severe ear infection in the head lice. And how long did they let this kid suffer before they got to the doctor? What happens if I'm not there and she's not listening?
Yes.
How much longer would that kid have suffered?
They're also, regarding children, young children, infants, toddlers, there are almost 250,000 children from up to 1-year-old, one year of age, who are on anti-anxiety drugs such as Xanax, Klonopin, and Ativan. Why?
And that's criminal.
Can you imagine putting a baby on Xanax? Let me say this.
And this goes back to something I said earlier. If you believe that man is an animal, no different, in fact, sometimes we treat animals better than we treat other human beings. But if you believe that man is an animal, then you can drug children that age and you can do electric shock on children that age with no conscience because you don't even believe that they're human. You believe they're an animal. See, this is so deep into the mindset. They talk about the police not informing on each other, but I would like to see, in fact, I'm going to look it up. Maybe the next time I come on, we can talk about this. I wonder how many kids in institutions die from not being able to breathe and people sitting on their chest and then that's going on in law enforcement. And I'm sure CCHR has the statistic because I know we have documentation on some of those who cannot, who have died and suffocated and could not breathe.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. I think that a lot of people have perished because of that, because of the wrong treatment. Ventilators, when I heard about this, and I thought, well, my gosh, that is, even I know that that is not the correct thing to do, because a ventilator is used during surgery, and it is for a particular reason. But when somebody's coughing, when somebody has a respiratory issue, to stick a ventilator down their throat is the very worst thing you could possibly do.
Well, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, but a lot of the information that I've gotten agrees with you.
Yes. Huh.
But what happens is we have to do our investigation, our research, and then we must be willing to fight back. And there's a lot of areas like that we can question. We have to have the proof before we go out and promote things, and we got to be able to check to make sure that those things are correct. But we also got to do the same thing on the things that are already accepted, and these drugs and these treatments are out here. For them to say on the Internet, because you mentioned the Internet earlier, that electroshock is a mild dose of electricity. I've read when it's and then we find over 460 volts goes through the brain of a child or an individual. How is that a mild dose? That's industrial type power.
Right.
You know? So even the Internet, they lie to us, and we have to assume for them to do that, they know that they're lying to us when they put it there.
Wow.
I mean, that's four times almost electric socket in your house.
Right. And many of us, or some of us, have inadvertently shocked ourselves. Think of that going to your brain. More power than that going to a child's brain. Oh, my gosh. This is just...
Exactly. You know, and if you're like most of us boys, at some point we had to stick the fork in the electric socket or whatever.
Right.
And that's a pretty good charge, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Four times that, you know, that's tragic that we would even allow these things to happen to children. And that's why CCHR has the Fight for Kids campaign. That's why we're doing the things that we do. We're trying to wake society up to the truth on these things. And people like you who give us a platform to get out to your audience is much appreciated, because everybody's not doing this. We sent out requests all the time. But we've gotten into this groupthink that, like, this society of Big Brother knows what's best, and that's not good.
Wow. Wow. Okay, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And our first guest is Reverend Frederick Shaw, and we were in 2001, the United States spent $85 billion just on mental health, quote unquote, care. In 2008, that sales figure had increased to $170 billion. By 2015, experts, and this was written before 2015, experts expect that the spending will increase to $280 billion. And the taxpayer, through Medicaid and Medicare, pays almost 60% of the nation's cost for mental health care. And that that money is taken away from the ability of the counties to fix their roads and to take care of the bridges that are falling down and all the other things that need to be fixed because of all this money going to Big Pharma. Would you agree? Or
well, Absolutely, and out here in California, we're trying to organize the nonprofits and the ministers and the different groups to put pressure on the legislators to redirect that money. There are programs that are needed in the inner city, in areas of poor whites, different. We need to upgrade our educational system, bring in vocational training. We should not be letting prisoners get out of jail with no skill and return back through the recidivism of this whole process. There's so much we could do with that money to enhance and boost society and create productive people. In fact, how much of this mental illness disappears if we give a person the ability to handle their business? I mean, if a guy is depressed because he can't feed his family, not to give him a pill, is to give him a skill so that he can be able to elevate himself out of that condition. So we have to start looking at this all differently instead of listening to the people who benefit from the misery of society. We have to give our children, we have to give every citizen an opportunity. I don't mean everybody will take advantage of it, but the opportunity to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And that, what you just announced, sounds like enough money to me to be able to put a major dent in that. You know?
Exactly.
There's so many things that we could do. There's no reason we can't teach prisoners coming out how to treat. They fight fires in California anyway. They use a lot of them to do that type of stuff. Why don't we just train these people and set up a force to do that? Why don't we train people how to lay pipe and lay pipe in the areas that frequently have these major fires? There's a lot of things we can do to make things better, to keep people working. Whenever people get to work and produce, their morale goes up, crime goes down. But it seems like we want to work in reverse and not have crime go down and keep creating these problems so we can drug society. We need to change that.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people are in prison, not because they belong there, but because some judge is making some money on the number of people that he can put in prison. It's privatization. That's probably not a good thing to go to, but I think we have to look at the whole system and ask questions. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, speaking for myself, not CCHR on this, because CCHR speaks on this abuse dealing with health. So some of these things we're talking about, I don't want CCHR to be associated as if they're making a public statement, but at the same time, I agree with you wholeheartedly on what you're saying.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And it really, yeah, there's a lot of people in prison for, smoking pot or something. I just think it's just wrong. It's just really wrong. And anyway, we should be going to the top of the hour break. Are we skipping the break or no?
The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.